Yeah. Take two hits, don't hold your lungs. All about some money on a night like this. Diamond chasing all the faces, dreaming about it like a trip to Vegas, tripped away. This all these feelings make me crazy, get me faded, ladies.
Hello, Misfits, and welcome to episode 3 of the Crazy Runs, brought to you by Raw Nutrition. We have a unique episode today with a very unique topic question. But before we get into it, let's introduce ourselves as always. My name, as you all know, is Vito the Maverick Montemorano. Now, let's meet our co-host.
Hi, everyone. My name is Shauna, also known as Gypsy Exotic.
And I heard you released your website today. Before we get into
that,
we'll handle this topic question, and then we'll pass it off to you. How does that sound?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Perfect. Yes. And the question we have received today is from Instagram, and it says, if you could go back and start all over again, would you and what would you change? That was honestly a deep question. What do you think about that one so far, question-wise?
Jesus. I mean, yeah, no, it's really deep. We've been getting... The last two questions are so deep, but it's okay because we like to open these kind of questions up so you guys can get to know us a little bit more and how we kind of like became who we are today.
Absolutely. And I like this question. I would say if I had to say what I would change, I would go back. Yes, I would. But I wouldn't go back to change anything. I would go back to feel it over again, you know? I remember...
To feel it?
Right, yeah. Honestly, yes. If I had to give my honest opinion, yes. I would go back, not to really change anything, but to feel it again. Because I remember, like, growing up, going to, like, my Uncle Nate's house and hanging out with the family. And we used to have perfect days, essentially. You know, we wouldn't know that time moved as fast as it did. But in that moment, like, in those times, you know, things were truly perfect. And
you just want to go back and refill it all.
Absolutely. And, you know, I wish there was a way to go back just to experience those things. You know, simpler times before all this and all the chaos. But, you know, even with my parents, you know, growing up, you know, I watched them grow up themselves and mature is a sight that I wish I can experience as an adult on how they truly did it. Because they went from, you know, high-strung individuals to the people they are now. Like, my mom ended up doing something with her career very few people could do, and she took people saying that she couldn't do something and ended up doing it. And then you have, you know, my father, who's a selfless person in himself, who believes in helping people and nothing in return. And I wish I can be the person that he aspires me to be, or I can, yeah, the person that he sees in me. I wish I could be that. And yes, I would go back just to experience it as an adult. If I could go back in a time machine and see how
just
they
to
did
understand
it.
The reality,
just to understand their why, like why did right. Why were things that way? But I wouldn't
just understand it on a deeper level.
Yes, but I wouldn't really change anything necessarily about the past because it kind of builds you who you are now. Everything you experienced.
Yeah, there's so much like a small you could. Do one little thing in the past, like metaphorically, and oh my gosh, like something major can change in the future for that moment. And now you're present. Now let's say that we're in the movie, now your presence is completely like disastrous because all of a sudden you ate cereal instead of bacon.
Yeah. That's,
you know what I'm saying?
That's like another, yeah, essentially that's a, some people call it, it's a grandfather paradox, essentially, where you change something in the past that affects your future.
And yeah, I think, was it called the butterfly effect, too? I don't know.
I think so. But, you know, I think about that a lot. Like, it's just like your first with fashion. What if you didn't go into it? What would your life look like now? It's a tough question, honestly. It's a really tough question of how things
if
would change.
If I were to do it, if I were to be able to go back to my past, I probably wouldn't want to feel it because boy, has it hurt. I don't want to feel that again. But I would want to go and just observe those moments that was of high emotion where I would feel like I would define as the blackout moments where, you know, this is a moment in time that is constructing my character for the future and forever on. And I've had so many instances that could be exemplified by that idea in my 26 years of living on this world. So being able to like imagine myself as a spirit going back in the past, I don't think it is linear. I think it's stacked. So like imagine you would see a present, a sandwich, for instance, you'd go back to the bread, you'd go back to your childhood to understand, hey, is it going to be, you know, a soy, a sandwich, or a wheat sandwich, a white bread sandwich, flat bread, I don't know what kind of sandwich you're gonna have, is dependent on the bread. I don't know, maybe you're different, but dependent on my bread, I make a different kind of sandwich. And that's the kind of way that I think for everyone's idea of life should be. If they were to go back in that foundational time, that sandwich, yeah, that bread part of their life, childhood, yes, and was able to, I like in your adult life, like you were saying, in your adult mentality, observe it, to piece it together. Because the only thing that you and I have, and everyone, is our memories of the past, pictures and videos and other people's testimonies of how we were and what we did. And you know, it's sad because as our childhood, that is who we are supposed to be as adults. We are all but children in adult bodies.
You know, it's everyone's first time living too, and most people don't realize that it's all of our first times living. I think a lot of people don't like to look back at the past because, you know, if you look back too far, they always say you get lost in it. So I mean, that's a big thing. But as far as going to change things, you know, you really can never change the past. You never could change what happened. Like even history, you know, we look at it to learn from it. We don't look at it to experience it again. We look at it really to learn. That's like the number one part.
Never to repeat. Yeah, never to repeat what we did in the past, to learn from it from an, like a third person's point of view. That's something I really touch base on in being a marine biology student. You know, I go to school online for marine biology at Unity Environmental College, and it's amazing because it's making me learn so many things that is something I wouldn't have ever like been able to research about. You don't know what you don't know, you know. So having the ability to act, like there's a whole entire class that helps you put yourself in another person's shoes, because it's so important as an environmentalist to put yourself in other creatures' shoes that don't speak, you know, plants and fungi and stuff.
I mean, just like with medical, me being in the medical world, definitely when I work with older people, it definitely shows they've experienced life, and the little tips and tricks they give on life, it's crazy how simple they live. And they're able to put a very complex situation, which is life, into very simple words. Like
in a phrase.
Yeah, like I worked with this older female. She had Alzheimer's. She said, you never want to waste too much time being unhappy because life and time keeps going. And I never forgot that, him saying that. That was a big thing I was told. Don't waste time being unhappy. And that was crazy to hear.
Right. That's so impactful. Do you know something? I really see life as positive and negative, and to be happy is to feel love. I think that's truly the real definition of what life is supposed to be about. Love. Whenever you feel love, you feel bliss. And you know, the more we are able to showcase unity, whether that's online, virtual classes, podcasts, or events, runs, anything, we are able to showcase the sense of unity in loving our neighbor. And I think that's so important as an entrepreneur, because as I was reading from Robert Kiyosaki, there's something called spiritual money. When you're doing the thing you were put on this world to do, you're gonna get means of money that is beyond your understanding. Like how, you know? And so far I'm waiting for that moment. But we could only hope, because there's so many other people's testimonies.
All you could do is take things, you know, one step at a time and be patient.
Yeah, and that brings me to mention, like, the mentorship. Like, so having a mentorship is like so important. I was a little kid doing this at 16. Now I'm doing this at 26, and I wanted to spread this out for other people who are aspiring to be models, aspiring to be content creators, or just need a, you know, a shining light at the end of the tunnel to help organize their ideas. Because as much as you want to, and you have an idea that you are on the purpose of your life, you need to chisel it down to being that art piece. And so having a mentor that isn't responsible for putting money in your pocket or getting new jobs, but just literally helping you set the foundation of who you are, your brand, your identity online, and basically build your confidence. I think I need someone like that in the sense of being a music artist, but I want to be someone like that for aspiring models. Since I'm 5'2" and being a runway model, it has been breaking a lot of boundaries by showcasing, hey, you can do this regardless of any standard set upon you. I think you do that. You showcase that definition as well. I think you're pretty talented and you were able to showcase that because you found yourself and you are you're very organized. You know, you're
absolutely
very disciplined.
But discipline is everything. You're nothing without discipline. If, you know, Tyson always said, discipline's doing what you hate to do, but doing it like you love it. And you have to have that mentality, especially if you're trying to make it in these kind of industries, you know?
Dude, too tough, man. You got the actual blood and gore, and I got the reality of sharky shark look world. Like, hey, we're all like, what are we doing here?
But the truth is, honestly, none of us have it figured out. That was probably like best thing I noticed is no one has it figured out. I hear you have a website coming out that has actually just released today. Would you like to talk about that?
Yeah, no, the website basically institutionalizes this mentorship I was rattling off about earlier. You guys can learn more about how I set that up. We have a way that we're going to do a curriculum online. So it's a 4-week curriculum and there's going to be Zoom calls, or you can choose to do private coachings with me in person or virtual. So we got some different options. You guys can check it out. My contact information is on there, and it's pretty cool to check out my portfolio for the past 10 years.
Might I ask, what's going on in your world in the near future?
So right now I am just getting back from Chicago to Virginia, and today actually I'm going to be hitting up some photographers like Charles Oliver and Alfred Berger, G Money. His name is G Money. I call him G, but his name on Instagram is Picture Perfect 757. Hit these people up, man. I got like 10 photographers trying to shoot me, and I'm going to do it because we have some conceptual ideas, but also I have to apply for some of these fashion weeks. I know that you sent me one, right? Which one was that one?
Cleveland Fashion Week, which is another one that's about to be very busy in the city.
You think they're going to hire a little or have little old me?
We defy odds. You know, this is just another hey. Day for us. Yeah, we defy odds. There's no limits. Shout out to another amazing place for all your fitness needs, Fitworks, an amazing facility that has everything ranging from cardio movie theater to recovery to Olympic flooring. Show up and become the best version of yourself. Sign up and be part of it. Shauna, do you have any last words?
Yeah, thank you guys so much for the support. I'll see you guys next time.
Misfits, I'll see you guys next time.
Yeah. Take two hits, don't hold your lungs. All about some money on a night like this. Diamond chasing all the faces, dreaming about it. Like a trip to Vegas, tripped away. This all these feelings make me crazy, get me faded. Ladies, vocals get me wavy. I've been on the time like hungry babies. Fall too hard, I know the kiss to pay.